blisters on the inside of the stuff.
That would be tonsillitis.
No, this is stuff that people used to, they sort of choke. They could, like...
But blisters on the throat?
Yeah, it's, around World War I, they used to give people the shit test to see if they needed tonsillitis.
Diphtheria?
Okay. And this is a disease that makes your skin turn yellow. Your eyeballs.
That is, wait a minute, yes, I tell you what that is, that's a of the urine. Your eyes turn yellow. I know what it is, because it's about the bladder and the kidneys
You're
jaundice. It's jaundice, yellow jaundice.
And when you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of...
Appendicitis. Okay. If you say you had have them out.
Yeah, okay.
You have an appendectomy.
Okay. And if you write something that didn't agree with you, say you had, it won't stay down, say you have to, what?
You have to, some people say heave, vomit.
Is heave not?
They heave it up or vomit. I think some people prefer heaving it up or vomiting.
Okay. What about a
throwing it up.
And you say, if a person vomits, it just goes in the stomach.
In the stomach.
Okay. And if you invite someone to come see you this evening, and you have to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you say, now if you don't come,
would be disappointed.
Okay. And if you both, you say, anytime you can come over, we will be glad to see you.
Be glad to see you.
Or in other words,
happy to see you.
Okay. Would you say, be proud to see you?
Yes. All of those could express how you feel about it.
Okay. And tell a little kid who's misbehaving, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you,
okay,
or paddle you.
And if a boy is really seriously interested in a girl and goes over to see her a lot, you say that he's what?
He's in love with her.
Boy.
Oh, he admires her.
What about
going
with her?
Yeah, that's a common term, going with her. You have to like her to go with her, I guess.
What about an old-fashioned yesterday?
Sweetheart?
Yeah, okay. And he would be her...
The sweetheart
and she would be his
girlfriend.
Okay. And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, you say he's probably been doing.
He's been kissing.
Okay. Any old fashioned words for that?
Well, kissing, it takes the place of caressing. Now, you can call it caressing, but you can caress a person without kissing them. Right? You can hug them or do something. Is that also caressing?
Yeah.
I thought kissing was caressing. I don't know. Is that smooching? I thought smooching was when you smooch or told something on somebody. Is that smooching?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. These young people, you know, they've got their own vocabulary, their own words, now their own thing.
Yeah. Okay, if he asks her to marry him, if she says no, you say that she did what?
She rejected him.
Or old-fashioned words for that. Sort of funny words, like, you say she gave him the sack or showed him the gate or kicked him out.
She gave him the gate.
Okay. Okay, and if she didn't turn him down, though, you said they went ahead and got
married.
Okay.
They got hitched.
Okay.
Just the room.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith says they got hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy who stands up with the groom is
the best man.
Okay, and the woman that stands up with the bride.